Once again, Michael Feldman.
All right, all right. So you're playing a Christmas party, and it got off to a bad start. What happened?
I'll tell you later, Michael. It was, yeah, yeah.
I'm in the audience. No, I'm not. Now I am. No, no, I'm not. Now I am. High school student at Oconomowoc, why do you get to talk so much? Jana Hicks. Jana Hicks?
Hello.
Hi, Jana Hicks. How are you? Want to stand up and say hello to everybody? And then you can you want to talk as much as you want here.
Hi. I don't know. This is my dad's birthday gift, so, yeah.
Do you think I talk too much?
No. For his birthday, I decided to give him a gift. Since he always drives me to school, I like to listen to my radio show.
Yeah. What do you listen to?
Like Kiss FM and stuff like that more. Yeah. And I don't let him listen to his radio. So I decided to give him 5 days of his radio show. He was very excited. Yeah.
You're coming here 5 times with him?
No.
That would be overdoing it, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's very sweet of you. And you're very nice, Jana Hicks. And I'll try to talk less if you think that's appropriate.
No. I'm a talkative person, too. And It just, like, I want to talk back at you when I'm listening to you on the radio, but it's like I can't.
Well, now here's a perfect chance. Was there something in particular that...
Not really.
No. It's the very idea that I'm on when you want to hear what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Like, enough already, or shut up, or something.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Matters what the day is.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Thanks, Jenna. Very nice. Happy birthday, Dad. Very sweet she brought you here. That's Jenna Hicks. Justin Green asks, did you play an instrument in high school? If so, what one? Justin Green? Justin Green? Hey, Justin Green. You play one, Justin?
No.
Are you thinking of playing one?
No.
I tried playing the trumpet and didn't work out. Did you press the valves down? Check the spit valve every once in a while. It could have been clogged up. Gave that up. I played the saxette for one semester. That we had to take saxette before we could take any instrument. You know the saxette? 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 1, 1, 1. I still know that song. But then I never went on with that. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to play the trumpet. And they went around the room and they said, what do you want to play? I said, trumpet. And these big blonde guys, who were obviously horn players, laughed at me. Aryan types, you know. So I never picked it up. I was humiliated. And shouldn't stop you, though. Okay? Get an instrument. Always nice to have. Something to fall back on. Okay, you sit down now. Thank you very much. I've come there. And he was a very nice young man. I just couldn't get there from here. How are we doing time-wise, dear?
22-ish.
22-ish?
Yeah.
You got more time.
Craig Kopachik, is that right? DNR Wildlife Management, have you seen any cougars lately? Let's go on to the next car. Huh? Okay. Nancy Schobert from Naperville, currently living in Chattanooga. That's a long commute. Where's Nancy? Okay, well, I gotta go back there then, because I picked a guy. I can't keep just, you know, trying to get pointing to people and pretending they're talking to me. And then, hi, you're a little bit late, but you're welcome. And they make me jump this darn. Oh, my God, I'm gonna go over the top of that one time, and that'll be it for me. Nancy Schobert, Naperville?
Yes, lived there for 52 years.
And you left it for Chattanooga?
Yeah, two of my three adult children live there. This is my third adult child.
Yeah.
So I came to visit him because today's my birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday, Nancy Schobert of Naperville. And how are you celebrating it?
Tomorrow night we're going to go to Olive Gardens, and tonight Chuck has fixed my favorite stew.
Stew in the Olive Gardens. It doesn't get much better than that.
We're here.
Is it an Irish stew, or what do you make?
No, it's Chuck Wagon stew.
Chuck Wagon stew. What part of the wagon is in there?
I guess the horses, probably. Yeah.
And you like that? That's your favorite?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I used to cook it all the time.
You did? Mm-hmm. Okay. And will you take a little wine on your birthday?
I might be persuaded to.
Well, that's what a coincidence, because I think we have some, don't we, Sarah?
We do. We have award-winning wines, Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumé from the Wollersheim Winery.
Happy birthday, dear.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Nice to have you here. Before that Chuck Wagon stew, let's come down here and find out who can and cannot participate in the What Do You Know quiz. Huh? What's falling out of my pocket? Why are you watching my pocket? Thank you, though. Appreciate that. Okay. Yes, you've come down this way because it's easier than me going that way. The four disclaimers who can and cannot participate in the quiz, and you are?
Mary Price Olson.
Hey, Mary. Is that hyphen in there?
No hyphen. Oh,
have you thought about putting a hyphen in there?
I have. I've thought long and hard. No hyphen.
And without the hyphen?
Yes.
A semicolon, maybe.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, because they're not usually semi, they're usually dashes, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to give that more thought.
Okay. You want to do the honors?
I like that idea. The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although, of course, the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. And listeners who are sticklers for the truth should just get their own darn show. Ugh, darn it, I was hoping to get that Heritage Foundation job. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. And finally, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. So needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. And anyone who says otherwise is just itching for a fight.
All right, thank you very much. You may keep that as a souvenir of your trip there. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try. No, I don't mean applaud. No, I don't mean applaud. I mean if you want to be on the... You are, oh, come on. You wore the Christmas sweater. He wore the Christmas sweater. You knew that was going to attract attention, wearing that.
Yeah, sure did. I got to be dressed for the occasion, right? Yeah.
And you would be?
I'm Tim Grilly.
Are you from around here?
Yep, right across the bay.
Oh, yeah. What do you do over there?
Well, I live there, but I work in Middleton.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Well, you're all over the place, Tim.
Right.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm wearing a Christmas sweater.
Wearing the Christmas sweater. He's a holiday guy. Come on up here, Tim. Have a seat right there. Oh yeah, da booty da da. Hey. Okay. Little jazz lesson. That's how you end a song in jazz. In case you're wondering. You play it all, Tim? Play
I used to play piano in high school.
Did you give it up?
Yeah. Well, we have a piano and I played it for the first month I had it.
Yeah.
It was free. It's a friend's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you hoping to be professional like some people?
No. It was just kind of
for your own entertainment.
Yeah.
And so what's what do you do out there in Middleton then?
I'm a computer programmer or an analyst at the UW Hospital.
Oh, you are.
Clinical reporting, so, you know.
Is that as much fun as it sounds?
roughly, you know.
God, and they pay you to do that.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but apparently they pay you to talk, so.
God, I'm just getting hit upside the head here. Turn one way, they hit me up the other side.
I'm just playing with you.
No, that's okay. And then, but your real passion in life is?
Biking.
Biking. All right. Mm-hmm. So you're okay. Now we're getting some. You're a biker. Do you mm-hmm. have the outfit, the little spandex, latex?
No, I actually don't.
You don't? What's the matter with you?
I usually just wear shorts and a t-shirt.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a little disappointing.
I.
Sorry? Why don't you do the whole biker spandex thing?
Well, yeah, that I guess it would be a good idea, especially since I came wearing, you know, dressed for the occasion to this, that I should probably dress for,
yeah,
for biking.
A little Christmas spandex.
Yeah, Christmas
cool.
spandex. It'd
be
perfect.
That'd be so cool.
You know,
a little
yeah.
tree and then the presents and yeah, yeah. the ice skates and then the mittens. Snowflake
be
on
perfect.
Your spandex. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some people knitting that I could potentially get to, you know, just knit it into the spandex.
Well, like, that cowl's going to take a while. The two people working on the same cowl, basically. It's still going to take a while. And then, typically, how much do you bike?
Well, to and from work is about 26 miles every day. So,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Why don't you move closer?
That's a really good idea.
That's good. And then on weekends, you're probably out there on the highways and byways.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much anymore. It's a little cold.
Yeah. Do you bike by yourself? Do you have a biking partner?
To and from work is by myself.
Do you have a pack?
Other than that, you know, my partner and I really like to do long distance tours. So
you do?
We went to Spain 2 years ago. And
all from here?
Yeah. That was amazing.
How do you get from Middleton to Spain? Oh, I don't know. Okay, someone out there calls. How does this work then, Sarah?
If people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669.
Okay, we hear a lot about calories at McDonald's. I want to know how many calories in the McDonald's McSide salad. Huh? Because I want to know what we're saving by giving up all the good stuff. How many calories in the McDonald's side salad or the McSide salad? How close do they have to be?
I'd say within 25 calories.
That should cover it. Okay, let's go to the phones right now. Patrick's on the line from Jefferson City. Mo, hey, Pat.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
How's the weather there in Jefferson City? Cold? Rainy? Overcast?
Overcast, warm for December.
Warm for December, okay. You got plans for today? Going out fishing or?
Painting.
Painting? What are you painting?
Bedroom.
Okay, painting bedroom. Okay. What color did you choose, Pat?
Oh, I didn't choose it.
I know. All right, I get that. What color is it? What does it say on the can?
Oh, I'm not sure. That's on a need-to-know basis. I haven't gotten that.
I like you, Patrick. You're okay. How many calories in the McDonald's McSide salad?
About 375.
Well, if you had a few of them, maybe, you know. No, that's pretty high, Ben. Sorry.
Oh, no toppings? You're counting lettuce only?
I don't know what I'm counting here. It says a McDonald's side salad. But it's that's quite high. Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sorry. Bye. I'll probably open that paint can now and cry into it. Maureen's in Lebanon, Missouri.
Yes, hello, Michael.
How you doing? Lebanon.
Hey, probably. I'm great.
Good.
I'm your piano player from years and years ago.
How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, wonderful. Are you still playing?
Yes, I am.
That's fantastic. Maureen.
Yes.
Calories in the side salad at McDonald's.
Well, 375 is way too many.
Yeah.
So it's got to be like around 100-ish.
Too much. Still too much.
Cool. Can I go down to 50-ish?
No. Come on, Maureen.
I tried.
We'll have our moment again. Don't worry.
Okay. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Let's go to Ashtabula.
Hi, this is Rich.
Hi, Rich. I love saying Ashtabula. It's one of my favorite things to say.
Well, I love living here, so what can I say?
Yeah, it is. It's the center of everything.
Yes, it is.
Pretty much. Rich, how many calories would you say in a McDonald's side salad?
67.
Sorry, Rich. It's still too high.
Really?
Yeah.
Too many croutons on mine, huh?
I guess. I can't speak for you.
Okay.
Because I talk too much the way it is. Okay, so bye.
Bye.
But Phil in Jackson, Ohio has it. Don't you, Phil?
Hi, I'm good.
I didn't ask, but I'm glad.
Okay, well, yeah, there was a little crackle. I thought you did.
No.
But you're just being polite.
Are you good? No,
I'm
I didn't
good.
Get to it. Come on, give me a break, people. Phil, how many calories in a side salad?
I'm thinking 50.
Are you thinking any less than that? Less than 50?
Well, it could be 40.
Within
I
how many?
Had my 25. Digits reversed.
Okay, we're in. It's only 20 calories, according to the information
I
have
was,
here.
I was heading that way.
Yeah, so we were going to give you because you're. We can't go on with this forever. Phil from Jackson, Ohio, is joining us now on the Way to Know Quiz. And Phil, can you tell us everything about you in one sentence or less?
No, I'm having a wonderful day. It's raining. I'm going contra dancing tonight.
Contra dancing?
Ooh. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Contra dancer. Did you ever do that, Tim? Contra dancing?
Yeah, I just went out to Folklore Village 2 weeks ago.
Oh, isn't that something? This is Tim. He's your partner here, yeah. Tim and Phil.
Hey, Tim, where did you say you were at?
Folklore Village. It's this little place about probably 2 hours by bike or 4 hours by bike away from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is about what?
30 minutes by car.
Eventually, we're going to go downhill or up, y'all.
But if you're going to contra dance, you might as well go the
folkloric
way.
That's right.
And bike out there. Or take a sleigh or something. Okay, so Phil and Timmy, two are a team. And what categories do we have, Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Phil, what would you like?
Let's go people.
People it is. Okay. People. Okay. Percentage of people who never wash their hands after using a public restroom. Mm. Never. Is it half, a third, or 1%?
I would go with half, just considering...
people?
Yeah, half of people.
Phil?
Well, I was thinking a third, but I...
Third?
Maybe I don't use public restrooms that much.
Okay. That's fair, because you're both wrong. It's 1%.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, never. Come on.
Oh, never.
Phil, Tim, yeah, mm. Never.
That's the
70% always, 29% depends on their mood. So their don't mood. Worry about it, though. That's only
one wrong.
Okay. What's left there, Sarah?
We have current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Tim?
Let's go things we should have learned in school.
Okay. How many horsepower in a horse? Is it 0.5, 0.7, or... One, of course.
How big is the horse?
How big is the horse? You mean, depends on the horse?
Well, it could, certainly.
Yeah, it could. Average, I guess.
Okay, I would think one. I don't know.
That seems to be a logical, of course, answer.
Any counterintuitive answers you might have?
You have...
0.5, 0.7, or one horsepower in a horse.
Sounds like... One may not be the right answer.
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying...
I think that 0.5, maybe, that math
only half
like
a horse.
Divide by...
You're saying there's only half a horse in a horse.
I am.
Hmm. You want to weigh in on this, Phil?
Tim, I'm going to go with Tim. He sounds like he knows more about horses than I do.
I don't.
It's 0.7. Wow. I can't do much with you guys. I'm trying to infer and imply and all that kind of stuff.
I should have asked the...
0.7 horsepower in the average horse.
I should have asked the high schoolers.
Yeah. So that would be?
That would be two wrong and zero right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Tim, we're down to this.
Got to get to work here now. What's left there, Sarah?
Current events, places, science, or odds and ends.
Phil?
Let's go with science.
Science, this should be easy. The gene MIR-941 is the only difference between A, being left-handed or right-handed, B, having lactose tolerance or intolerance, or C, Marco Rubio and a lowland gorilla.
Well, let's go for the one of the first two.
Yeah.
If you want, or you could try to win this.
Okay, maybe the third one.
Yeah.
You're saying Marco Rubio and a lowland gorilla, just that one gene, MIR-941?
I'm having a feeling, I think so.
That's right. Okay, finally, turn the corner on this. That's the only thing that separates them. And
that's a one right and two wrong.
Okay, good.
They have current events, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. Your turn again, isn't it, I think?
Let's do current events.
Current events, right out of the news, all right. All right, what's on the calendar for the end of the 13th Bakhtun in the long count calendar? Whoa. The Mayan long count calendar.
Oh, the apocalypse?
Oh, okay. That's what you think, too, Phil?
I'm going with him, because I had no idea what you just said.
The 13th of Bakhtun. Circle it on your long count calendar. 13th of Bakhtun. Yes, the Mayan apocalypse, so-called.
Woo!
Okay, now we're... It's an apocalypse, but it's good for you. That's the important thing.
That's two right and two wrong.
This is it then. Ooh, yeah. Come back here. What's left there?
Places or odds and ends.
Places, odds and ends. Bill?
Bill, go for it.
Oh, let's go with places.
Places, okay. Percentage of women in Slovakia who prefer the hairy chest.
On them or on a man?
On a man.
Okay.
No, your point is well taken. Is it A, 20%, 50%, or 90% of Slovakian women prefer the hairy chest?
Have you ever been to Slovakia, Phil?
No, I haven't.
No,
you must be very nice. I don't have a hairy chest, so I'm hoping for a lower number.
Okay. How low do you want to go, Phil?
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Tim?
I think it would be something more on the higher side.
You don't know Slovakian women.
Oh, I guess
don't pretend you do.
It sounds lower. Lower sounds good.
Okay, how low you want to go? Phil.
What were the
20%
numbers?
20%, 50%, and 90%.
Sounds like 20%.
20%, you're thinking. So yeah.
I'm thinking along with that.
Yeah.
You think 20% Slovakian women?
20% of Slovakian women.
That's exactly right. Woo! 20% of Slovakian women.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Tim.
Holy cow, they pulled it off. Unbelievable, Sarah. What did they want?
Well, Tim, when cold winter winds leave your skin dry and cracked, you can reach for Badger Healing Balm. It's got extra virgin olive oil, beeswax, castor oil, aloe vera, and other natural ingredients from the Duluth Trading Company. Phil, you've won the Royal Holiday Trifecta of coffees, the enticing flavors of hot buttered rum, tiramisu, and gingerbread. Three coffees, precision roasted in Madison by Steep & Brew Coffee, coffee done right. And each of you can sport a t-shirt from the zoo ranked number one in the country by TripAdvisor, Omaha's Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium, and keep your holiday guests at bay. With What Do You Know, test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Well done, Tim.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for playing. Great job. Phil, hang on. Make sure you get that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Pick up the perfect holiday gift for your favorite fan of What Do You Know at NotMuch.com. Click on Shop to get to the What Do You Know store and browse through Michael's books, games, apparel, and more. It's all at NotMuch.com. Tickets are still available for our next What Do You Know show in Madison on December 15th at the Monona Terrace. And don't forget, our annual holiday party will be at Historic Music Hall on the UW campus Saturday, December 22nd. Call 608-262-2201 or go to notmuch.com for tickets and then get working on that dish to pass. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.